Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at the only officially sanctioned website of the network, www.republicbroadcasting.org. And our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, always has great information on all of our guests and everything courtesy of the hard work of Webmaster James, including a link, of course, if it's not there tonight, it will be tomorrow, although I think it is. You can find that, of course, at www.nephilimapocalypse.com, as well as a link to Anomalous Publishing and the brand-new book, Apocalypse Soon, available to you by the author of the book we've discussed before on this program, The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse. Please welcome its author and our good friend, Dr. Patrick Herron. Patty, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Frank. Lovely to be with you.
Yeah, I certainly enjoy all of our conversations, my friend. So we just were talking about a great many things in terms of Revelation and whatnot. Now, if you look at Revelation, you're not going to see a word in there, let's say, like Nephilim, for example. So a lot of people would wonder, well, how does that have to do with Revelation per se?
Well, it has a heck of a lot to do with it because the Nephilim, who are the fallen angels of Genesis 6, they are coming back, Frank. And don't know if I may have told you the last time I spoke to you, I was invited down to a place called Laughlin, Nevada. In fact, the name is L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N, Laughlin. And Laughlin is a surname over here in Ireland. There's lots of Laughlins here. It means the people of the lake. But over there, they call it Laughlin, Nevada. And it's like a mini Las Vegas, except everybody there, I think you have to be between 65 and 105 to get into the place. That's who are in all the casinos down there. It's a funny place. And I was invited down there to speak to the International UFO Congress in March, at the beginning of March. And I spoke, the title of my lecture was The Return of the Nephilim. And it was very, very well received. People were coming up to me and telling me that it was the best talk of the week. And the people were very welcoming and very open, and they're looking for words. You know, people think UFO people are a bit wacky, but they're looking for answers. Their minds are open, and my talk went down a treat because, as you know, I talk about the Nephilim, the fallen angels, mm-hmm. and to briefly summarize what my book is about, my book on the Nephilim, for those people who have never heard us talk before, the Nephilim comes from Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. It says there were Nephilim in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. And it says, these became the mighty men which were of old, men of renown. So the Nephilim are fallen spirit men. Angels are men. That's why it says in Genesis 3 times, let us make man in our image. In the image of God made he man. So we're in the image of God and of the people that occupy this parallel universe, which is called in the Bible heaven. The difference is you and I are flesh and blood. These guys are spirit. So they're not constrained by the ordinary laws of physics as you and I are. They can disappear in and out through walls. They can flip between here and heaven or Ireland and Arkansas in the blink of an eye because they're spirit men. Mm-hmm. And there's an evil bunch of these. About a third of these angels or spirit men rebelled with Lucifer way back in the ancient days. They tried to usurp the throne of God in a coup, but their coup failed. And we're told that a bunch of these, 200 according to the Book of Enoch, came down to earth about 3,500 BC. And we're coming up to a break, are we?
Yes, we are, sir. I apologize for that.
Okay, well, we will continue this. I'll talk about the fallen angels when we come back.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Folks, very, very, very important because, we'll cover it when we come back, but I got to tell you, this book, The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, it fills a great void of understanding. Stay with us.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into Masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest tonight, Dr. Patrick Herron. I remember the first time I sat down and started reading The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, just blown away, absolutely stunned, because this book filled in so many bits of important information as far as mythology, as far as archaeology, history, and certainly the Bible. Amazing, amazing stuff. Patty, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
You were a bit of a mythology buff in your youth, were you not?
Yeah, an archaeology buff, absolutely. And, you know, I remember taking a mythology class in school, and I slipped through a lot of it. But, you know, it certainly was very interesting. And then growing up and knowing people who, you know, were from, you know, Norway and things like that, and certainly the Middle East, you hear a lot about the Egyptian mythology and the Norse mythology, things like that. So I was relatively familiar with it, but I never had explanations for certain things, such as why the gods of Egyptian mythology, for the most part, were half animal, half human, until I read your book.
Yeah, well, I mean, these mythologies are all over the world. They all have stories from the Far East as well as the Near East, Egypt, Greece, Rome, places like that, but also Cambodia, China, where they talked about gods coming to Earth and mating with human beings and producing offspring. It's a universal mythologies and legends.
Yeah.
And this is who these fallen angels were. A bunch of these spirit men came to Earth, landed on Mount Hermon in the days of Jared, according to the Book of Enoch, which is about 3,500 B.C., these were these powerful spirit men, spiritual men full of fascination, wisdom, magic, understanding, knowledge, a beautiful aspect. I have no doubt they were irresistible to the women of that time, and they beguiled them and had sex with ordinary human women and produced offspring. But these offspring were great in size. They were the giants of the Old Testament. And these guys, according to my studies, were knocking around for maybe up to 1,000 years, which precipitated the flood of Noah, because they so infected the whole of the DNA of the human gene pool at that time with their evil and their violence and their bloodshed that we're told in Genesis 6 there was only evil in man's heart all the time. And they were all into sex, drugs, rock and roll, you name it, they were at it. Matricide, patricide, fratricide, cannibalism, orgies. That was all that was going on in the world at that time, as well as messing around with animals and crossbreeding and stuff like that, I believe, too. And it says there was only one family. Noah and his family were the only people who was pure in his generation, we're told, which means that their gene pool, their DNA, was not infected or affected by the evil of these fallen evil spirit men who were gods of the Old Testament, gods of mythology with a small g. So God sent the flood of Noah, wiped out the whole of the human race at that time, plus the offspring, the giants of these people. And again, according to the book of Enoch, he says that the demons that inhabit the world today are the disembodied spirits of the offspring of the Nephilim, of the fallen angels with human people. You know, the hybrids, which were the giants, when the bodies were dead, you know, you can't destroy the spirits, and they are the ones, the demons, that are inhabit the world today and look for bodies to possess. But you cannot drown spirit men, so we're told that these same gods, these spirit men of the days of yore, are locked up in a subterranean prison, which is called in Scripture the bottomless pit. It's called the abyss, it's called the pit of the abyss. And once in the Epistle of Peter, it's called Tartarus, or Tartarus. And again, of course, this ties in with the mythology of Greece and Rome.
Yes.
But we're told that the gods are imprisoned in Tartarus because they rebelled against Zeus. And the whole idea of these gods, these angels coming down from heaven, is exactly what the mythologies of Greece and Rome tells us, where it speaks about the gods coming down and taking human women to wife. You know, they came down, they lived in Mount Olympus, they lived in Delphi and other places in Greece and Turkey, in that area. Zeus came down, took Alcmene into wife. She was a mortal woman, and she almost died giving birth to Hercules. And, of course, Hercules was a giant of those days. And these were the gods of yore. So the guys that fell to earth in those days are locked up in this subterranean prison. That's where they are now. And that's why it says in Ephesians, when it talks about Jesus in his risen body, it says, what is it but that before he descended, first he descended into the innermost parts of the earth. And we're told in Peter that he went down to this place, to this called Tartarus, or the bottomless pit, and he preached to these spirits that are imprisoned there, the spirits who caused the sin in the day of Noah, we're told. You know, and when people think about spirit, Frank, they think it's some invisible thing, entity that you can't see. But if you go and look at where these guys appear all over the Old Testament and New Testament, they're spirit men, but they look like men. They wear clothes, they eat, they drink, they can have sexual relations with women. That's who these spirit men were. And when the good angels arrived, like Gabriel when he spoke to Daniel, or the two men that were sitting on the rock after the stone was rolled away from the tomb, or the two men that stood by the after when the Messiah ascended, and it says two men stood by the apostles, which said, "Ye men, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go." They're men. They're always referred to as men, but spirit men. And these were the gods of old, of mythology, of Greece and Rome and Egypt, and also the gods of probably South America, Quetzalcoatl, you know, Garuda, the men of Cambodia and the Far East, the avatars of India. An avatar literally means he who descends from heaven and comes to earth. This is who these gods were. And the interesting thing is we're told in Revelation chapter 9, in the coming apocalypse, you know, when the man of sin will be revealed, it says this man cannot be revealed unless there comes a departure first. That's why I know that the church of the body are taken out. Then this man of sin is revealed. Once all the light has gone out of this world, that's when darkness will prevail. And the pit of the abyss is going to be opened again, according to Revelation chapter 9. We read in verse 1 that a star falls to earth, and a star is a metaphor for an angel. He falls to earth with the key of the bottomless pit. It's opened, and these the nefarious beings, these spirit men are released again onto the earth. Mm-hmm. And we're told they have a king over them, who's referred to as the beast from the abyss. And this is the guy that goes on to become what we call the Antichrist. And I says anti means in the stead of. Mm-hmm. Like it says in Matthew 24:1, one shall say, I am the Messiah, I am the Christ. This is the guy who's going to come in the stead of the Messiah in the future. And he's named. We're given his name in there. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and his name in Greek is Apollyon. And Apollyon, as you know, is nothing more than how the Greeks spell what we call Apollo. Mm-hmm. And as you know, Apollo was one of the main leaders of the original pantheon of Greek gods, along with Mercury, Jupiter, Zeus, Pluto, Poseidon, etc., etc. That's who these gods were. Mm-hmm. And he goes on to become what we call the Antichrist. Very interesting thing, which tickled my fancy in the last couple of months, Frank, is that I was reading some stuff about the end times prophecies of the Muslims. And the Muslims are expecting, and they're waiting for a guy to arrive on the scene any minute. Mm-hmm. In fact, official websites in Iran, put out by the president of Iran, his name is Mahmoud, I'm going to have a jihad, you know that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
And he said in there, he was prophesying that the Mahdi, or the 12th Imam, was going to arrive by the end of March. But that didn't happen, so that means he's a false prophet. But this Mahdi, or 12th Imam, he is the Muslim Messiah. They are expecting this guy to arrive any day soon. Mm-hmm. And when he arrives, he's going to defeat the enemies of Islam and establish the Islam religion as the predominant religion in the whole world. And he's going to do this, they believe, by a series of apocalyptic battles. And when he arrives, he's going to have a right-hand man, a lieutenant. And the lieutenant is none other than Jesus Christ. Mm. That's what they believe.
Yeah.
This is written on their website. They're fervently expecting this guy to arrive.
It's
Furthermore,
amazing.
They believe that the Mahdi disappeared into a well or a hole in the ground as a young man. And he's going to come out of this well or this hole in the ground to become the Imam or the 12th Mahdi, with his right-hand man as Jesus Christ. Now, I think that's very interesting because the Orthodox Jews, at the moment, they're expecting the real Messiah to arrive because the guy that was here 2,000 years ago, well, he wasn't the true Messiah. So the Orthodox Jews are also expecting the real Messiah to appear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think this is very interesting when you compare it with what we're told from the Word of God and from the prophecies of the Book of Revelation, that in the coming apocalypse, two men are going to arise. One is in the false Messiah in the stead of the Messiah, whose name is Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have a right-hand man called the false prophet. And he's going to be a religious leader, obviously, because that's why he's called a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that Apollo, this in the stead of the Messiah, is going to be acceptable to the Orthodox Jews as the true Messiah and to the rest of Christendom, quote, end of quote, that will be left here, who say they're Christians but are not, as the real Messiah. And the false prophet, who's going to be his right-hand man, may well, very well be acceptable to the Muslims as the Mahdi or the 12th Imam. And by the way, it says that this guy's going to come out of a hole in the ground. And we know that Apollo is going to come out of the abyss, the bottomless pit, or Tartarus. So the prophecies of the end times teachings of the Muslim faith
mm-hmm.
parallel and fit like a hand in the glove with what the Bible says. But why should we be surprised about that? Because the angels that dictated the Quran and the other holy faiths of Israel know what the Book of Revelation says and know what the Gospels say, mm-hmm. and they know what's coming down the tubes probably a lot better than you or I do.
Well said.
So why wouldn't they parallel it and falsify it and get a billion Muslims ready for two guys to arrive? One, mm-hmm. the Mahdi, supported by Jesus Christ, and where the actual prophecies of the apocalypse say that this guy is going to come in the stead of the Messiah, not against him. It's anti means in the stead of, and he's going to say, I am the Messiah. And I think that is the great deception that's going to occur when it says God will send them a delusion that they should believe a lie, or believe the lie. And I think that lie is.
Let me ask you to hang on for a second, and we'll come right back, folks, in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Good morning. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Don't want to miss one second of our special guest this evening. I could just listen to him preach all night long. Dr. Patrick Herron, welcome back, my friend. And we still have a good 35 minutes left. Barely have we scratched the surface, but of course people can go and check out the website and the books and educate themselves. But really, this is just a great overview of all of these things. And we left off, you were talking about the great deception, this lie.
Yes, you know, very often people talk about what this great deception is, and I think this great deception is that people are going to believe that this guy is the Messiah, just as the world rejected the true Messiah when he was here 2,000 years ago. So they are going to embrace this false Messiah when he comes. And it says that these two guys, the Messiah and his sidekick, the false prophet, are going to deceive the world with their lying signs and wonders, so that almost everybody in the whole world will believe in these guys and bend the knee to them and take the mark of the beast, etc., etc. And around the same time that these guys come up out of the bottomless pit, Frank, and again were given his name, and it's Apollo in our language, Abaddon, and this means the destroyer. Apollo or Abaddon means the destroyer, and it says he goes to his destruction, which doesn't mean that he gets destroyed. It means that he goes out and destroys the world. So if people want to tell you who's the Antichrist, was it Hitler? No. Is it Saddam Hussein? No. Is it George Bush? No. Is it some rich Arab prince who's living out in Jordan or somewhere and speaks 9 different languages? No, it's not. His name is plainly given in Scripture as being Abaddon or Apollyon, which translates into our Apollo, who was one of the gods who ruled in those primeval days of your ancient days prior to the flood of Noah. And of course, Apollo, if you read in Greek mythology, was the epitome of the beauty of man, of eloquence of speech, of sport, of medicine, and he had his oracle at Delphi. And there's temples all over the place to Apollo in Greece and Rome and Turkey and those areas. That's who it is. And about the same time that these guys appear on the earth, when this place is opened and they're revealed again, it says in Revelation 12 that there's going to be a war in heaven. And it says Michael and his angels fight against the dragon and his angels. And it says they prevail not, neither is their place found any more in heaven. And they're cast down to the earth. Now, contrary to 99% of preachers who preach, I do not believe that the devil was kicked out of heaven, you know, thousands of years ago, because we're told in Revelation chapter 12 that day and night he appears before the throne of God, accusing the brethren. That's because one of his names is the Accuser. And it says day and night he has access to the throne of God, accusing the brethren. You know, he's saying, look at that Paddy Heron guy down there and that Frank Whelan guy, you know, he went out, he lost his temper with his wife, he fought with his wife, he had too many beers, he kicked the cat, you know, he's a bad dude. Yeah. And he's accusing the brethren. We are the brethren day and night. So maybe heaven is a bit like the world. Maybe, you know, the city of God, Mount Zion, where God lives and abides, and sitting on his right hand is his son, surrounded by 24 elders sitting on 24 thrones, and myriads of these spirit men we called angels, but maybe at some remove from them is the dragon or Satan plus his evil spirit men, the evil angels, and they're still there. And in Revelation chapter 12, we're told that there is a war in heaven, not a battle, a war. And it says these guys are thrown out. And we're told in Revelation 6 that the stars fall to earth like figs falling from a fig tree, shaken by a mighty wind. And, of course, star is a metaphor, as I said earlier, for the angels of heaven. They're called the host of heaven, where it says a star with the key to the bottomless pit falls to earth. Well, these stars, regular stars don't fall to earth. They just burn up in space. But it says these stars, the angels, are going to fall to heaven like figs falling from a fig tree shaken by a mighty wind. And they're going to come back and descend and be manifested on the earth just as the gods were before. Maybe they're going to tell the people, hey, we are the Anunnaki. We are the gods that came here and sowed the seed of mankind thousands of years ago. And now we're coming to bring the human race to the next step of evolution. We've gotten rid of all those fundamentalists, got rid of all those Bible thumpers and Christians and born-again free cases. Now we can bring peace to the earth. We can solve the ills of mankind. We can get rid of famine. We can get rid of war. We can make the place, the earth, a place of peace. And this, we're going to do it via this guy who's going to be the Messiah, the true Messiah. Because, you see, people who are not Christians, their eyes are blinded, Frank, to these truths. If they read the epistles, that means nothing to them because they don't have the Spirit of God. It's just words on a page.
Yeah.
They can't read it. They cannot understand these things. That's why almost the whole world is going to be deceived at that time.
Absolutely.
But not everybody.
And
but these gods are coming back. They're coming back to earth, and that's going to be the great deception. God will send them a delusion that they will believe the lie.
Yes.
But and it's coming down the tubes.
That's really the significant thing about why you were talking about this at a UFO convention, because, again, when you're talking about the Nephilim returning, it would be presumably in some sort of form of an alien craft, of an alien species, something that would be far more advanced, which, again, these days we would say, oh, they're obviously extraterrestrials. But again, when you take it back to the ancient Egyptians and the ancient human beings and whatnot, when they saw the Nephilim come down, it would be gods to them. Hence, of course, the men of renown, the heroes of old and whatnot. Hang on a second, Patty. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes to continue this incredible discussion with our special guest tonight, Dr. Patrick Heron. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and time is running out here this hour. Got about 25 minutes left with our special guest, Dr. Patrick Heron. Welcome back, Patty.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. So when we were left off there, we were discussing again about the context of extraterrestrials, aliens, UFOs, and the Nephilim, which makes complete and total sense. But again, before I'd read your book, I'd never even considered that.
Well, I was never interested in UFO stuff at all, Frank. It just something didn't tickle my fancy.
Yeah.
But apparently there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people out there who have seen stuff, and there's hardly a week goes by when there aren't viewings of things all around the world. But I think this makes perfect sense when you think in the context of the return of these gods with a small g, the Nephilim, coming back. Because they can't just appear on the earth and frighten the living daylights out of everybody. But what they're doing is they're softening the ground. They're preparing the world for their return. That's why you're seeing appearings of things all over the world at the moment. And interestingly enough, at the beginning of my talk down in Laughlin at the UFO conference, I played this video clip, which is on YouTube, which is very, very good.
Yeah.
And it flicks through a bunch of giants and various other things, but it shows a bunch of crop circles. About 8 or 9 crop circles. And again, this wasn't a thing that I particularly wasn't interested in at all. But when I looked at the way these crop circles were made, they were incredible. Mm-hmm. And I had to say to myself, well, there's no way a bunch of hippies were out in the middle of the night, you know, cutting the grass to do this,
right.
You know, stoned out of their heads on marijuana or mescaline or Jameson Irish whiskey or something like that. They were too perfect. Mm-hmm. And in a lot of these crop circles, Frank, the pyramid was in it, right? There was a pyramid shape appeared in many of the crop circles. Mm-hmm. And I had lunch with a couple of UFO guys, Irish guys here a few months back, talking about my book, The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, because, as you know, the pyramid figures very strongly in my thesis the New Jerusalem and the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, they said that a lot of the sightings that people see of UFOs recently have been pyramid shapes or triangle shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do these guys come to Earth? Are they going to arrive in spaceships, quote, end of quote? Again, I had an email from a young Christian guy, an Australian or a New Zealand guy, mm-hmm. last year. He told me he was in New Zealand, and he said he had this vision. And he said in the vision, he saw these giant pyramids coming down out of the sky. And somebody said, look, and he looked up, and he said, the Nephilim are here. And he said, these giant pyramids came down, and Nephilim, these fallen angels or gods, came out of these pyramids. And I was on a radio station last year in America, and another guy contacted me from Texas, and he told me the exact same thing. He said he'd become a Christian around 86 or something. This was just an ordinary guy. He was a security job. He had a wife and kids. He wasn't some big pastor or some big, you know, spiritual guy who's written loads of books. Just an ordinary man. And he said when he got saved, some preacher paid for him. The spirit came on him in waves. But he said he's had about 30 visions of the future. And he said in two of those visions, pyramids have come down. And he said these men were coming in and going out of them. And he said they looked like zombies, which I wouldn't be surprised, because the zombies have no soul. Our soul life is in our blood, right? These are spirit men. They don't have blood. They don't have soul life. We're told in Leviticus 17:11 that the life of the body is in the blood. And perhaps that's why these guys have a fascination with blood and with drinking blood and with blood sacrifices, because they have no soul life. And he described them as zombies. I read another email or another website by a guy which was written about 20 years ago. He said the same thing. He said these pyramids came down and these fallen angels, Nephilim, came out of them. So perhaps that's why this pyramid shape is popping up in these crop circles and in visions of UFOs that people are seeing. Maybe. I'm not saying this is going to happen. Don't put your house on this. I don't know if this is the exact truth. This is a speculation. Mm-hmm. That's all. Maybe they're going to arrive in, quote, spaceships, end of quote, in the shapes of pyramids. Mm-hmm. And they're going to link their pyramid spaceships with the Great Pyramid of Giza. And, you know, these guys know the scriptures better than you and I do.
Yeah.
They know in Revelation chapter 21, it talks about the New Jerusalem is going to come down out of the heaven and descend on the new heaven and the new earth in the future, when all this stuff is done away with, when we've a new heaven and a new earth, after this big old bad world is burned up. And we're told the New Jerusalem is going to come out of heaven, it's going to descend onto the new earth. And this is called Mount Zion, the city of the living God. It's where the Messiah is now, where Jesus is now. When he said, in my Father's house are many mansions, I go to prepare a place for you. Mm-hmm. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So he's a preparing a place for a visitation. Mm-hmm. And that's what I know is the gathering together. That's where he is. And this place is called Mount Zion, mm-hmm. the city of the living God. And it's out in this place called heaven, in a parallel universe, out there billions of light years away, probably. But when you've got a spiritual body, you zip through to that place in a couple of seconds, I guess. And we're given, as you know, Frank, we're given a lengthy description of this New Jerusalem, this heavenly city, in chapter 21 of the book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. We're told all the different stones it's made out of. We're given the thickness of the walls. We're told that it's got 12 gates made out of a single pearl each. We're told that the river of life flows out from the midst of it, that the tree of life is there for the healing of the nations. We're told it has no need for light, because the Lamb and God are the light thereof. And at the end of this lengthy description, we're given the dimensions of this future city, and we're told its length and its breadth and its height are the same. That is a pyramid in shape. That's why it's called Mount Zion. Mount is the short for mountain.
Yeah.
And you know, most mountains look like pyramids. Think
That's
Mount
right.
Olympus, Mount Kilimanjaro, Mount Everest, etc. And, of course, they can point to that and say, look, you know, we are the Messiah. This is the Mount Zion coming down. They can also point at Isaiah 19:19, which prophesies about the end times. mm-hmm. and says there's going to be an altar and a pillar in the middle of the land of Egypt and at the border at the same time, and that this altar or pillar in the middle and on the border of Egypt will be a sign and a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the day, in the end days, in the last days. So in the ancient days, Egypt was divided into Upper Egypt and Lower Egypt. So the border that divides them is both the border, but it's also in the middle of Egypt. Mm-hmm. And we're told that this altar or pillar is going to be on this border. And, of course, the only thing that's there is the Great Pyramid of Giza. And it's said that this pyramid will be a sign and a witness unto the Lord of hosts in those days, in the last days. So they can point to this pyramid and say, look, we're fulfilling this prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because remember, they're dealing with people that have no idea. They are spiritually blind and do not have the Spirit of God, the vast majority of them, during the apocalypse time, mm-hmm. during that time. So maybe that's why they're going to show up. Maybe they will show up in these pyramid-shaped spaceships and appear as gods coming down to make the world aright, to bring peace to humankind and goodwill to men of earth, mm-hmm. and have this pseudo-peace for the first 3.5 years. But in the second 3.5 years, that's when all hell breaks loose, literally. And, of course, by the end of the 7 years, then it's going to culminate in the battle in the Valley of Megiddo in northern Israel, mm-hmm. Which I believe is a nuclear holocaust. And by the end of the whole thing, 3 billion people will be dead. And that is the hell on earth, the apocalypse, the wrath to come, the day of tribulation, the day of Jacob's trouble, the judgment day, the day of God, Christ's day. And we are saved from the wrath, from the coming wrath, and from that day of tribulation. Mm-hmm. And that's the message we want to get out, you know?
Sure.
That's what I'm all about, what you're all about, Frank. And mm-hmm. and I thank God for you and for people like you that allow people like me to come on and to share this message and give mm-hmm. people this hope, because it is a hope. It's
yes.
called a blessed hope, is the gathering together. Mm-hmm. And another one of my favorite verses, John 8:32, I think it is, where Jesus said, and they shall know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. You know, you want to be free, people out there, real freedom, then the truth will set you free. You know, alcohol is not going to set you free. Cars are not going to set you free. Cocaine is not going to set you free. Money is not going to set you free. The only thing that's going to set you free is the truth.
Amen.
And this is what this guy brings to us. Jesus Christ was his message was love. And we all love to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
All we need is one little bit of hate, and we don't need any more hate. But you can give us love all day long, and we'll take it all day long. They shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. And that's what you're going to find in my books and in my writings.
Amen.
To bring you to that point. But yeah, these guys are coming back, and it's going to be a hell on earth, and we don't want to be there, and you don't have to be there. So that's right. What this is all about, Frank.
Oh, and very, very well said, my friend. And, of course, for those who maybe they don't have time to read a book, although I would encourage them strongly to make time to read these books, you have the DVD available as well.
Yeah, I've got the DVD, which I made by Grizzly Adams, called Apocalypse mm-hmm. and the End Times, and it's a real slick, high-tech, cutting-edge, very, very good if you like to sit down and watch something. It's 60 minutes long. Got a great host. I appear in there talking about my Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the show, the 60-minute show, it's got another 60 minutes of a bonus section, and I get a whole half an hour in the bonus section. And again, it's got great AV mm-hmm. and cutting-edge technology that to illustrate my points about the fallen angels and the Pyramid of Giza and the New Jerusalem and stuff like this, and it's very, very slick. And also I have available on my website is the my talk, my lecture from the UFO Congress in mm-hmm. Laughlin, and it's called The Return of the Nephilim. Mm-hmm. And I've got about 50 color images and video clips in there to illustrate my talk, and it's pretty funny too. You'll enjoy that. I had them all in knots laughing down there. they thought it was great fun.
I know that you do. I know that you would. I mean, you're very, very, very personable, very engaging. One thing, and I wanted to ask you about this. I don't know if you get out to the movies too often. But,
I do. I love the movies.
Have you seen 300?
No, I missed the blooming thing. I went up to try and see it 2 weeks ago, and it had gone.
Is
it good?
Well, I thought it was fantastic. But there's very interesting things in this film, Patty, that you would find intriguing. First of all, the Persian king Xerxes is represented as a giant, mm-hmm. which I thought was very interesting. He's also sort of a... creepy sort of homosexual vibe coming from him. You got to get the feeling that he just wants to have sex with anyone and anything, which gels quite a bit with your research into the Nephilim and sort of their whole take on sexuality and interbreeding and all that nonsense that really caused the Great Flood in the first place. The second thing, and it only happens, pops in there for about 2 seconds in the film, a giant sort of goat-headed man just sitting there on a throne just kind of watching everything go down. Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing stuff. Because
I'll have to wait until it comes out on DVD now. I'm sorry I missed it on the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
But I did see Apocalypto. Did you see that?
I did not see that. How is that?
I thought it was great, too.
Yeah?
Nothing to do with the Apocalypse Ram. It was just a good movie, a good chase movie.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I look forward to seeing that.
In it.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, Frank, when I was down in Laughlin, people were coming up to me the few days I was there and really enjoyed my lecture. They sold out my DVD the next day. We sold a whole bunch of books.
Wonderful.
As I say, the people were very open. They're very hungry for answers.
Yeah.
But I met this one guy a couple of days later, this older guy, and he said, "Oh, how you doing? My name is Grady, and our people came from County Cork and came over to America in the days of the famine in the 1840s.
Uh-huh.
I said, "Oh, how do you do?" And he said, "You know," he says, "an Irish man is an only man that'll walk through a room full of naked women to get to the beer." And I said, "Who told you that? I don't know who told you that. He's telling you the total rubbish." I said, "Any Irishman worth his salt will first of all make love to the naked woman, and then he will roll her over to see if there's a bottle of beer hidden underneath her naked body." So he got a kick out of that.
I'm sure he did. Now, let me ask you this. As far as the UFO community goes, I know that there are people out there who think of extraterrestrials as benign beings, people who are here to right the wrongs of the universe and fix all the problems on the planet. Now, obviously, that doesn't gel with Scripture at all. However, I wonder if they might be a little bit antagonistic to what you're saying here, which is basically who are extraterrestrials, and they're the Nephilim, and they are not our friends. How do they take that information?
Well, they are. Well, the majority of the people down there were very, very welcoming to me and loved my talk. Now, I'm sure there were, in fact, I know there was other people there that just kept out of my way. They didn't buy it at all. They didn't want to know. But those were the people who had the veil was right down over their faces, and you're always going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Paul preached on Mars Hill, which is an interesting place, Mars Hill, named after the god Mars, and they had statues there and they had icons to every god that ever was, after he preached them, he said, "I'm here to preach to you about the invisible God." And he preached to them, and it says, some believed, some said, "We will hear thee again of this matter," and some mocked. So you're always going to get that. But, I mean, these extraterrestrials are aliens. They are Nephilim because, you know, Nephilim are extraterrestrial. They're not from this terra firma, as it were.
Right.
They are aliens insofar as they're alien to this thing. So we're all speaking about the same thing.
That's right.
You know, it's the same people. There ain't another bunch. And they are, a lot of, you're dead right, Frank, and very perceptive of you. A lot of these people believe that when the Anunnaki come back here, they're coming back to bring peace to the earth and to make things right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, there's something to do with the planet X or Nibiru, and it's due to come around very soon, and these guys are going to come back. They're going to say that they were the gods who planted the seed of mankind some thousands of years ago, and now we've messed it all up, but they're going to make it right. So, you know, again, all I can do and all we can do is bring our message out, and those who have ears to hear are going to hear it, you know?
Amen.
You know, the Lord said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The goats will never hear it."
Mm-hmm.
So all we can do is make available to people. It's not our business who believes. It's just our business and our job and our duty to present it to people and make it available to people.
Yes.
You know, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So maybe a lot of these people that don't believe now will be the very, very same people that are going to believe in the coming apocalypse, the ones that will not be deceived.
Yes.
I've no doubt that there's people out there listening to us right now. They're saying, that Irish guy is full of crap. I've been listening to this rubbish for years. But one of these days, maybe sooner than we think, you know, the world is going to wake up and maybe 500 million people are going to have vanished off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be one hell of a foreboding then, and then people are going to be saying, "Well, what went on?" That's when you're going to have all these people that are listening to us now are going to say, "Well, where are those books? Where are those videos?
Yeah.
How can I find about?" Their time is just not yet. And then for the first 3.5 years of that pseudo peace, Frank, there's going to be a lot of emails going around the world and a lot of people exchanging information and a lot of people discovering the truth of the knowledge. Mm. But they're going to be in the minority at that time.
Yeah. It's amazing stuff. Patty, if you would, give us an idea of the difference between the Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse and the new offering, Apocalypse Soon. How, if someone is saying, well, I definitely want to get both of them, but which one should I get first?
Well, if you're a beginner and you're new to this subject and you're very interested in, then you want to read Apocalypse Soon.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when it came out first, it's designed as a 12-year-old can read it. In fact, my 12-year-old daughter read it at the mm-hmm. time, and she had no problem with it at all. It's
Patty,
very short. It's a summary.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, the apocalypse for idiots.
I think that's great, and we need that out there these days because, unfortunately, you know, there's a great, great yearning and a great hunger, Patty, and I think that your research is going to fill that. Hang on a second, my friend. Folks, quick break. Back in 3 to wrap up the hour in our interview with Dr. Patrick Herron. Stay with us.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This will be an uncertain time for us, my love.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of hour number 2. And, of course, this hour is being brought to you by our good friend Grant Hall. and his book, Privacy Crisis. The website is privacycrisis.com. You can buy it there at an ebook form. You can also look for the hardcover version there. You can look for it used at Amazon.com. You can also call and have it shipped to you by calling Borders Bookstore at 702-433-6222. An amazing book, folks, teaches you everything you possibly could ever want to know about legitimate, legal, real techniques to make yourself virtually anonymous here in this day and age of surveillance, here in this day and age of identity thieves, computer hackers, and certainly the powers that be wanting to know every move that you make. You can travel, you can work, you can bank, and you can live anonymously here in the United States of America using the techniques that the powers that be like to use. So learn their techniques, apply them, and protect yourself and everything that you own with the book Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. We certainly appreciate our sponsors and advertisers and ask you guys to support them. And by all means, folks, pick up these books, The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, and the brand new available Apocalypse Soon, published by Anomalous Press, I believe it's called, an Anomalous Publishing. And that's at Raiders News Network, I believe, .com. Is that correct, Patty?
Well, actually, it's, yeah, Survivor Mall. SurvivorMall.com. Okay. SurvivorMall.com. Or if they go to my website, Frank,
yeah,
I've got links to Amazon,
okay,
and to Survival
Wonderful.
Mall there. And the books are relatively cheap, too. I mean, the Nephilim is only $10 and a few cents. And I think at Survival Mall, Apocalypse Soon is only $9 and some cents or something like that. They're only around $10 each.
Yeah,
but,
and worth every penny.
We're here, you know, to bear fruit. We're supposed to bear fruit. If we're not bearing fruit, then we're barren. So if we only, everybody listening out there who's a Christian, if we only won one person to the Lord between now and the gathering together, then we're told that, you know, the angels in heaven have a party every time the one sheep is called back to the 99. You know, there's a big party going on up there. And that's what I want to do. I want to have some fruit. Mm-hmm. Then when the Lord comes back, he's going to give us our rewards for what we've done here, you know. And all I want to do is go fishing in the west of Ireland. That's all I want to do for the rest of my life, Frank. And I'm going to bring you with me, and we're going to drink pints of Guinness and drink red wine.
I'm telling you, brother, I'm going to hold you to that because, you know, I just can't wait for the day that we get to meet. I hope it's in this world, but if not, it'll be an even bigger party in the next one. So I can't thank you enough for all that you've done for us and for really just wrapping up together, in my opinion, some of the greatest mysteries of archaeology, mythology, and history, and putting them together into these books and making it available and accessible and easily comprehensible by everybody. Of course, The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse and Apocalypse Soon, available right now, folks. You can go to Patty's website, www.nephilimapocalypse.com. And if it's not there yet, it will be on our website at franklyspeakingradio.com, a link to Patty's website, a link to the book, of course, at Survival Mall, as Patty had said, and then also a link to that YouTube clip, which is about 5 minutes and just absolutely fantastic. You can see exactly what all this stuff is about. Patty, you are a powerful, powerful voice for the truth, my friend, and God bless you and all that you do.
Frank, thank you very, very much. It's always great to speak to you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you face-to-face sometime soon, hopefully. I might even go and visit you sometime if I take some time off from my work here. God bless you. God bless your wife and your family. And to all the listeners out there, thanks for listening. I say goodbye to you from the Emerald Isle, and I'm going to go back and go to sleep now for about an hour.
God bless you, Patty, and yours and all that you do, my friend. Take care. Thank you for this time tonight, and we'll have you back real soon. And I can't wait to, of course, have you in my neck of the woods very soon as well. So it'll
be God bless everybody.
Take care, my friend. Folks, amazing stuff from Dr. Patrick Heron. I can't tell you. You just have to read it for yourselves. But again, whet your appetite with this 2 hours. Whet your appetite with that YouTube clip and read the books. You'll see what I'm talking about. Stay with us. Back in about 90 seconds.